Welcome to Beer Untapped with Perry Miller. With the rise of commercial brewing in the 18th and 19th centuries came the mass packaging and marketing of beer. Almost as soon as breweries started producing bottles and openers and signs and trays and glassware, there were people collecting that stuff. It probably hit its peak in the 1970s in America, but collecting beer-related items continues to this day and has received a massive influx of new material thanks to the rise of craft brewing. Dave Lucchese of Brookings is president of the South Dakota chapter of the BCCA, the Brewery Collectibles Club of America.
The BCCA was started in about 1970. Early on, it focused pretty much on beer can collecting. However, more recently, it went from being the Beer Can Collectors of America to the Brewery Collectibles Club of America. And it's made up of about 4,000 members now. At its peak back in the 1970s, there were about almost 12,000 members. But it's an active group. It has over 100 chapters. And we here in the Dakotas are the Dakota chapter. We're about 50 members strong.
The massive membership in the 70s was thanks to beer can collecting becoming a nationwide fad.
Beer can collecting in the 70s was huge. I grew up in the Chicago area, and I think about every fourth or fifth kid collected beer cans and would go to shows, and we'd trade with each other, and you'd be scouring the ditches for cans that people had discarded, or if you went on vacation, you might go looking for cans. So the hobby was huge.
Cans are how Dave started, although he has since branched out. He's a fan of new craft beers, but when it comes to collectibles, he likes that old stuff.
I love the new craft beers that they're producing, around town and elsewhere. They're a lot of fun to drink. It wasn't that long ago when you were pretty much relegated to lagers and light beers, and so that's been a huge improvement. Some of the new stuff is really attractive, too, and for somebody who might be starting out, those pieces aren't nearly as expensive, and they make great decor. So and a mix of new and old stuff sometimes can produce a pretty neat effect.
He says the Dakota chapter has a pretty diverse group of collectors.
There's a real mix out there. We have several South Dakota collectors. One, Bob Post, who is in Sioux Falls, who has just a spectacular collection of Prohibition pieces, pre-Prohibition pieces, South Dakota Breweriana. But it's a real mix. Some of the collectors just collect steins. Others, they collect those old ball knobs that they used to run the taps with. And others may just collect labels. There's a group of people that collect only labels. So it's a diverse group of collections.
It's not very easy to collect old South Dakota Breweriana, because even pre-Prohibition, there were never that many brewers in the state.
There was very little brewing that went on in South Dakota after Prohibition. So the pieces that are available are extremely rare, very old, and fairly expensive. Exactly. The main breweries in South Dakota back pre-Pro were the Sioux Falls Brewing Company in Sioux Falls, Schwenkbarth in Yankton, Bloom, or the Huron Brewing Company in Huron, and then out in Rapid City, I think Central City and Black Hills Brewing out in that area. And so you don't typically see these pieces show up in antique stores or other places, but there are some pieces available. Often you'll see them on the internet, and they typically command a pretty big price.
More on beer memorabilia collecting when Beer Untapped continues.
About as empty as these beer cans. As empty as these beer cans.
Welcome back to Beer Untapped with Perry Miller as we talk beer collectibles. We're hearing from Dave Lucchese of Brookings, president of the South Dakota chapter of the Brewery Collectibles Club of America. He says they have their annual show coming up Saturday in Sioux Falls.
It's on April 23rd from about 9 to 2 p.m. at the VFW Club on South Minnesota there. And there's chapter members, they bring their wares and collectibles, old cans, old signs, trays, bottle openers, bottles, all that stuff to the show, and fill about 40 tables with that stuff. And it's for sale I think it's pretty reasonably priced. I always find some good pieces at the show.
Perhaps the popularity of craft beer these days will spark an interest in the older collectibles as well.
We're hoping that the new craze, people brewing their own beer, the craft brewing, will help spark an interest in some of this older stuff as well as some of the newer stuff. People want to decorate their garage, man cave, tap room, and they can find these pieces, these interesting pieces from breweries of the past.
And while they may not belong to a club, many craft beer drinkers, myself included, are also collectors. Glassware, bottles, cans, coasters, signs, stickers, openers, maybe all of the above and more. And brewers also join in. Seth Cook from Wooden Legs Brewing in Brookings.
If you look at my closet above my dishwasher, there's the glasses we use, and then the next four shelves are filled with glasses we never use because they've been collected from some brewery at some place at some time. I actually, when I worked for my previous job, did some traveling, and actually my wife and I did some traveling, and like most people that are into craft beer, they kind of pop into the local pub or whatever, and I would buy a pint glass from every place I went to. It's fun.
And that's not all for Seth. The pub at Wooden Legs features a very nice and growing collection.
My hobby has carried over into the brewery here, and if you come into the pub, you'll see all of the collected growlers.
Nice growler collection.
It's been fun to build it over the years. It started as my own personal collection because my wife, she said, once you build a bar, these have to leave our house. And they did.
So they
came down here, and we had people come in with growlers from all over the U.S. So right when we started, I made a rule. I said, if somebody comes in and has a growler we've never seen before, we would trade them for some of our glassware. On the explicit understanding is that they can't order online. It can't be an Amazon growler. They need to have physically been to the location that the growler exists from. And they have to tell us a little bit of the story. And we trade them for a growler and we put it on our wall. So it went far better than I was assuming, and all of a sudden I now have to build more shelves for our growlers.
But have you counted, by the way?
I have never counted. It's on all of
it's
our shelves.
It's got to be close to 100, isn't it?
It's probably at least. I do have a space, though. If you come in and you see where the car hood is, right above that is reserved for South Dakota breweries. So anything that is from South Dakota is right on that wall, you know.
Beer collectibles, just a lot of fun. Finally this week, when you get back to Brookings Saturday after hitting the Breweriana show in Sioux Falls, head on down to Wooden Legs for the Rheinheitsbegat party, celebrating the 500th anniversary of the German beer purity law.
The German purity law is actually one of the first consumer protection laws. And they in Bavaria, they said beer must be water, hops, and barley. A very special brewery in Germany has allowed us to have one of their kegs that commemorates the 1516 law. This is 500 years. So this is a half a century of the Rheinheitsgebot. We are putting on tap on the 23rd, so that's Saturday. But we're going to put it on. It's only the keg. It's the only keg we could get, so come down and try it. We're going to put it on at 5 p.m. We're also going to serve brats and sauerkraut and mustards and spatzel and German potato salad. It is a true appreciation for a great brewery. I don't expect this beer to last long.
The beer is from the oldest brewery in the world, Weinstephan, and it's called 1516. Created just for this year's anniversary.
Come down on Saturday from the oldest operating brewery in the world, a very special commemorative keg for the oldest law ever written down in terms of purity, in terms of consumer protection. It's going to be a fun night.
We'll see you Saturday night at Wooden Legs. Until next time, drink local and drink responsibly.